I'm going to call the Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee meeting of April 6, 2018 to order. Could we have a roll call, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Could we have the Pledge of Allegiance?
I'd like to introduce Lisa Haven, who is a candidate for the Assistant Treasurer's position. Lisa has a very interesting, diverse background, which includes some extensive bookkeeping experience. So if there are any questions, I will turn it over to you folks.
Mr. Goldstein?
Well, I guess just as a warm-up, just tell us a little, I read your extensive background, but just tell us a little bit about it, and maybe if you could flavor it with how does this background going to fit into what you're going to need to do for us here as an assistant treasurer?
Sure. Yes, I have all kinds of experiences. I suppose the most, if we just grab the last 20 years, the bookkeeping, and then elevated into management in the national nonprofit, where I dealt with regulations of reporting to a board of directors, a national board of directors, and an international board of medical and scientific advisors. So I'm very familiar with report generating, accountability, setting up systems, understanding them, presenting information in a way that helps decision makers mm-hmm. do what they need to do. When I stepped down from that position, I had decided to return here where my family lives and have enjoyed doing a variety of freelance work and returning to some art. But I've decided that, and I also did some database volunteer work for the Heritage Museums and Gardeners. I love doing all kinds of things. I have all kinds of experience. And I have decided after having been here for a couple years now, spending time renovating my house, doing all these things, that I really want to get back into the workforce, but on a part-time or so basis, and I'm very ready to let go of management and be a worker bee, and I think I'd be a great worker bee because of these skills that I have, and also understanding what managers go through. They need someone who's reliable, who understands what the level of integrity, responsibility, organization. I think having that experience at that level gives me an ability to step back into this kind of position, which is very much desired by me. Understanding the requirements of someone in management, but not being management.
Thank you.
And you said that you do have some experience working with payroll companies when we spoke?
Yes. In the first several years of the nonprofit, we used payroll systems called ADP. And that was, we had four, once five, but a very small staff. It seemed rather cumbersome for that size staff and didn't seem as economically efficient as I would like to have seen that. So we did that for a couple of years, familiar with the coding, although I'm sure they've made it much easier than it was. I converted what we did into some sort of system, but dealing with an accountant, where creating spreadsheets that used the vacation and leave ratios and that sort of thing, and transferring the information to the accountant and then bringing that back in. But I, after those several years with the payroll systems, did a lot of it myself, understanding the tax reporting and that sort of thing.
You mentioned some work with the database. Could you tell us a little bit more about that? What kind of database you work with, and what was it for?
Sure, a couple of databases. Primarily Microsoft Access. I always thought QuickBooks was a database of sorts too, but not to be used as such. So way back in graduate school, I was using Microsoft Excel and just Microsoft Office Suite in general. And I have always enjoyed what Excel, the flexibility of Excel. And oftentimes I would take information from QuickBooks and export it into Excel and do things with it in there that weren't designed to be done by QuickBooks. But also the same way with Microsoft Access. I used it as a member database, a recording donations, and various generating giant mail merges, and getting, and either electronically sending them to a printer to mail merge, or internally, depending on how large they were.
I'm a gig because I've been involved in that too.
I love the queries that you can create. I think it's wonderful to be able to pare that information down, but those queries and those reports are only as good as the integrity of the data going in. And so consistency of data and the consistency of the formatting, the consistency of the use of the information and how it's interpreted, it's only good if it's if properly done.
Do you feel comfortable learning a new computer system, our treasury system?
I'm sure there will be new systems to learn, and I am, as long as something is logical, I pick it up quickly. I also know that a lot of things aren't on the surface logical. So when that's not the case, then I am great at just taking copious notes in the learning process, setting up a system for myself, setting up an orderly menu for myself, and learning it that way until it's rote. Okay. So, every system's going to be different.
I'd point out that in our preliminary discussions, we talked about, Lisa and I talked about the various systems, and while she's not familiar with Vedar, one thing that struck me after our conversations was that Vedar is an Access-based system.
Really?
They designed it using Access as the platform. So I think that Lisa's background with Access will make that transition easier for most individuals.
So with Vedar, are you forming queries? Or,
Not really. I think it's the benefit that I would see is just the underlying mechanics that they have created, that layers on
tables,
Access
forms.
And if you understand how that works, it will better enable you to maneuver around that system once you get to know their commands and how they have layered on top of Access.
Okay, great.
But with your Access understanding, that I think that will be beneficial. I think the other thing that we chatted about was the in your moving out of ADP, and all payroll systems are very similar, you demonstrate a certain level of understanding of what the underlying mechanics of a payroll system are to enable you to create an Excel system. So I think that speaks to understanding how payroll in general operates. Obviously, the fire department is unique. It has various categories, but those the interface of the administrative assistant, I think with Lisa's background, will be easy to accept.
Have you ever been exposed to, you know, been a municipal employee and having people, citizens, come in and looking for certain things from you?
A long time ago, I worked for the Forest Service. I can't put everything down there on the resume. And the Forest Service, mostly in a research capacity, we were responsible for answering to the public. But most of what I did was in the background. I would say, and yes, a nonprofit organization is very different from a municipality, but a lot of the accountability and customer service is similar, depending on what your goals are, of course, and our goals were, to support. I think anyone can understand anything as long as it's explained in a way that fits that person's needs. And in customer service, the important thing is to understand what it is they really want, and trying to connect with them at the level that will satisfy what it is they're trying to get at.
Suppose you're working with a demanding citizen that who's requesting something subject to privacy laws and stuff like that. How would you handle that particular customer?
Well, I think everyone understands that there are boundaries for what information can be released, and there are reasons for that. I think in the beginning there will be a learning curve about where those boundaries are. I mean, I understand boundaries, but there are a lot of citizens who are more informed about whatever system they would be asking me about in the beginning. I think it would seem to me most citizens can respect the information flow needs and the integrity of the decision process that requires some intermediate discussions before plans are presented and called for public input. I really appreciate when people are involved, asking questions is their right. So we're partners, not adversaries there. So it's all about, we're all in this together, we're all taxpayers. So it's all about making sure we understand the page we're on in the process and how important that is.
So I just wanted to clarify, you won't be needing health insurance from the district, correct?
That's correct. From a previous situation, I am covered on that.
And I just had one other question, and I'm not sure how we're going to handle this, but ours is a weekly payroll, so it has to be done on a weekly basis, which makes it difficult for certainly Tony to take any vacation time of, so I'm not sure how we're going
to. Well, I think we have to, people need time off. I need time off. So between the assistant and myself, we would coordinate that.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
I don't know. Is there anything else that you'd like to let us know about you that might tilt this in your favor?
Well, I think more of just a perspective. It's, I'm a very calm person, and regardless of the beauty of a system, there can be snags. And you learn to deal with that. This is maybe apropos, but a long time ago, I used to, you saw that I had a focus in modeling wildland fires at one point, and before that I was fighting fires in Cape Junction, Oregon. And no matter how carefully you plan to surround that fire, you know, based on the slope, the wind speed, the type of fuel you have, no matter how carefully you built that line and planned for hot spots with a tanker or whatever, something could happen where you had to reevaluate, back up and reevaluate. A spark on the fur of an animal bounding across the very carefully constructed fire line you did. So I understand regrouping, even though plans say certain things will work well, you do have to evolve sometimes. So I'm comfortable with evolving. In fact, I, as a manager, appreciated when someone came to me and said, you know, this doesn't fit, can we maybe tweak it this way? And I'm not talking about tweaking an accounting system that's used, but being able to go with the flow.
Have you ever been involved in a union situation because of you working with the Firemen's Union here?
I haven't. And how would you say that does that affect your payroll system, processing system?
I would, you notice I'm not asking technical questions because I'm not an accountant or a treasurer, but I would pass that question over to Ray.
I'm not sure how to answer that, candidly.
I couldn't hear you.
I said I'm not sure how to answer that. I'm speaking to you, not the microphone.
It could it be more affecting it on the HR level and not in the payroll processing system?
Yeah. I think, excuse me. I think now with the new chief, he's pretty much made it a policy that if any of the firefighters have any questions about payroll or difficulty with that, that they go to him first, and then he'll come to you.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be, having the firefighters coming up and asking you questions, or, you know, they'll all go through the chief.
Sure, that will be. I wouldn't be making any decisions about paying, or putting the data.
Yeah. Those decisions are made by the chief, and,
sure.
And there might be other decisions which I would take with regard to pay, but it would be in conjunction with the departmental managers, like the fire chief or the water department. Superintendent.
Following the set of regulations.
Mm, yeah. And yes, exactly. If you've been in the government, as I think you have, you understand working in a regulated environment, shall we say.
And I know how that can build up and get complex, and you end up with a set of rules that you follow.
Availability, Lisa. We've touched on that just again.
After we talked, I looked at my, I am available quite soon. I know one of the things we talked about is the schedule that the person I would be replacing has now, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That sounds very workable and comfortable. I a dentist appointment I can reschedule, but there is one appointment that I would have. I can look at the date. It's either maybe in 2 weeks on a Tuesday at 4. So that's I can't change that one.
No, obviously.
But everything else can be. Yeah. I totally understand, especially on a weekly payroll. you have to be on it, you have to show up, and I like the idea of a regular system in the middle of the week. That works well, especially if the attendance is so important, then you get a little bit longer break on either end, and so that's a good system you have there. I am available.
Excellent. I don't have any other questions.
No. Thank you very much for coming.
Okay, thanks for having me and for unlocking the doors in this plus 3 days. All right. I will.
I'll be letting you know very quickly.
Okay, great. Thank you. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Up here before I get room started.
Yeah, I know. Spring on the Cape.
Yeah, well, things are blooming. Okay, thanks a lot. It was nice
meeting
you.
All right, enjoy.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye, Lisa.
Bye. Have a great weekend.
You too. My opinion is that she has the background to quickly learn the systems. I think she's got the right disposition for this job, and I think she will be an asset.
Yeah, I mean, obviously she knows some stuff about accounting because she's been heavily involved in it. You're going to go through the pain of training her?
That would be true. I mean, when we looked at candidates, I think there was only one that really had solid municipal experience. So, and even in that person didn't have experience with our particular system.
Yeah.
So you would have gone through a learning curve with everybody.
You talked about West Boston. Are they using the Avedar system there?
Yes.
Okay, so would the people up there be willing to answer the questions occasionally if they get a call dingle from us?
She started 2 months ago.
Huh?
She started 2 months ago.
Well, she's got too much head start.
She's got 2 months head start, and certainly Susan, who is a very bright young woman, very skilled, she's a CPA, former CFO, has been a very quick study over there. And that's what gives me confidence with Lisa. She doesn't have the same financial background, but she has certainly the enterprise experience.
Okay, have you asked about salary requirements?
Yes, I believe that it'll be comparable with the current candidate, possibly a little bit higher, but very comparable.
I don't have anything else.
Okay.
Then I would ask that the commissioners approve hiring Lisa Haven.
I make a motion that we hire Lisa Haven for the position of Assistant Treasurer for the Cotuit Fire District.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved. And we're adjourned. Mm-hmm.